an afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me. He was being real friendly, and you know, I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So, why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What did you have for lunch today?
Well, Rob, there's no need to get all
defensive.
I'm
not getting defensive! Listen, what do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I don't want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
So that was Brian Anderson as Rod and Will Timms as Nikki. And we're talking about Avenue Q, presented by Center Stage Theater Company, happening, premiering next Thursday at the Louisville Center for the Arts. Guys, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Avenue Q, for folks who are not familiar with, is kind of a Sesame Street for adults. So tell us a bit about the story.
Well, the story follows a young college graduate named Princeton who has just entered the real world, and he's looking for a place to start his life and achieve his purpose, and he settles on Avenue Q, where he meets a whole bunch of other people who are kind of trying to do the same thing he is with varying degrees of success.
Yeah. So they kind of show him throughout the show. He meets Kate Monster, and he is instantly attracted to her, and it's about him trying to find his purpose and what he wants to do with his life.
I play Nikki, and Nikki, who lives with Rod, we're the Bert and Ernie parallel to Sesame
yes.
Street. Our story centers on Rod's coming out in a lot of different ways, and you know, the trials and tribulations that come with that.
It's really a musical for folks who think they don't like musicals in the first place.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
It is certainly unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
We're not singing Oklahoma or anything. These songs are all at once kind of raunchy, but what I love about it the most is that they're equal parts in your face and heartfelt.
For folks who can't see at home, you guys were actually working with your puppets, which folks will be able to see during the production. You will have live puppets that you'll mm-hmm. be working with. What has that process been like for you?
Hard.
Yeah, very hard.
I have no experience with puppetry until I picked up this guy. It is a whole nother level to the sheet cake that is acting. Just... it's been a huge challenge, but when it works, it's some of the most gratifying things to see and also to be a part of.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how much personality and life can be put into such an inanimate object.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is one heck of a challenge. Last time I worked with a puppet, I was 10 years old at a theater camp in Denver, and it was a sock. It's been exciting.
I found it kind of hard, like, to recalibrate my actor sensibility because, of course, in any other production, you would not have another being that's on your hand, so you would just have to worry about what you were doing. But with this guy, I have to kind of reel back William the actor and put more into Nikki. So it's definitely been kind of like a recalibration.
Yeah, absolutely. It also shows me as the actor more of what I'm doing with my body, because the kind of puppeteering we're doing is we're not looking at the puppet as we act. We're acting as if we were the puppet, if you will. So all our we'll have facial expressions and things like that, but our heads have to match the direction they go, where they look, and the amount of syllables they're saying, all that kind of jazz. So it made me more aware of my tool set.
Yep, lots of coordination.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Will Timms and Brian Anderson. We're talking about Avenue Q, presented by Center Stage Theater Company. That's going to be premiering next Thursday at the Louisville Center for the Arts. And speaking of the Louisville Center for the Arts, it's a very tiny venue for a show like this. How has it been working in that space, and how do you think the audience is going to receive it?
It's been exciting, but it's also been a challenge, I'll tell you that much, because the audience is right in our face, and we have little room to move about. But I think it's going to make the show that much more special because it's a very intimate setting, and it forces us as actors to be more truthful and to really be in the moment, because if we're not, the audience will know.
Yeah.
And it makes the show that much more exciting.
It really depends on the show whether or not a tiny space like this can carry the weight of the show. But for something like Avenue Q, which is being carried on the backs of shows like Sesame Street and The Electric Company, where the goal was to educate and entertain children. So they were breaking the fourth wall all the time and speaking directly to the camera. And I think that same spirit is added when you're in such a small space, because, I mean, the audience is 2 feet away from you. So you can look at them, you can interact with them as freely as you want within the confines of the story. So I think it works wonderfully for this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so much fun.